Listening Dog Media.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
It is the Hot Mess Mums Club podcast. I'm Kelly Pegg.
I'm Jenny Powell.
And we have the Queen of Clean. It is Lindsay, Queen of Clean. Hello,
Wendy.
Oh,
I wish you could see her.
She is.
You are.
Even your face is clean. No offense to you, Kelly. What are you saying?
Your teeth are clean.
They are. They need to be a bit whiter.
We're just a couple of weeks away now from the big day, and if you're anything like me, you're probably still struggling to tick everything off your Christmas list. We've recorded this episode at Swan's Showroom in Stoke. We spent the whole time looking around in amazement at everything. Beautiful, beautiful products that they've got. And I want to tell you a little bit about their handheld garment steamer. I've been using it on some of my husband Chris's shirts this week, and it's brilliant. So much easier than using the iron and much less boring as well. You can get them online now by going to swanbrand.co.uk, plus use the code HOTMESSMUMS20 to get 20% off.
The Hot Mess Mums. Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
We are at a different location today, which is fabulous. We're not stuck in the studio, but we're at the gorgeous showrooms for Swan, who are officially our sponsor at the moment in Stoke, surrounded by some gorgeous kitchen appliances as well.
And they're gleaming, because I think everyone knew that Lindsay was coming. Or are they always this way? I'm not sure. But I have so...
Jenny's been stroking the microwave for all sorts today.
No, she's been having the right... Some of them are really tactile. They've got like wooden handles and everything's really
it's
smooth,
posh,
and touchy-feely.
Well, we're loving you here. When you arrived, you're in a bit of a frenzy. We've got a new idea for you, Lindsay, haven't we? About cleaning trains.
Oh, the train was disgusting, ladies. I was literally just sat in pure filth.
She said this is Lindsay's version of filth. Personally speaking, no, Van Eyelid.
Honestly, that's there was like a pot of mayonnaise on a chair.
No,
why?
That's bad.
Why?
Ooh. Was it mayonnaise?
Yeah, it was. Why? Who takes a pot of mayonnaise and a spoon on a train?
Oh, and then leaves it?
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, go on. So when you see something like that, which is obviously living hell for you, what do you do about it?
I just moved away and filmed it and was disgusted.
Do you get really anxious?
Like, yeah,
it's all around.
I do. I literally, to be honest with you, there is a serious side. I've sat sort of like in a little ball for like the hour, like not wanting to move, scared to put my head back on the rest because there's nits and stuff in there.
God,
it's gonna jump all over me.
I've never thought.
And my poor coat. And do you know what? I forgot my spray, so I'm gutted. Like, that's, I normally will like use some fabric refresher, and I forgot it.
So okay. So normally your sort of little kit you have.
I have a little kit. I have a little handbag kit. Yeah,
what would you have?
Yeah, wipes, hand gel, and a little spray.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do get looks. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of looks, but I also get a lot of compliments as well. It's like, I'm so pleased to see someone doing that. Someone that cares. But you know, it's good to be different. And if someone's talking about you, it's not a bad thing.
No, no, there's too much vanilla, definitely. So you wouldn't sit on a train floor, because that's happened to me, and I've had to.
Why?
From London back to Manchester.
Why?
And when I complained to the train company, they told me that's just the way it was.
Shut up.
Because I didn't have a reserve seat. So I've had to do that, and I felt ill, and I felt very poorly about it. Like, the fact that I had to sit on the floor, but there was no choice, really.
Can I just... There's a bit of an affinity here, though, because you're both quite... I'd also say you're not OCD.
Yeah.
Are you OCD?
I'm not diagnosed OCD.
No.
I've diagnosed myself.
Let's just get... Yeah.
I think some people just have OCD tendencies, okay, where we're just a little bit more aware of what's around us. Some people don't care, and do you know what? That's probably the best way to be. Human beings have got some disgusting habits.
Mm. And you know, need to keep them behind closed doors.
Yeah, when you're in a supermarket and you're pushing your trolley.
Yeah,
and someone will sneeze into their hand and you'll see it.
And then they go on the trolley.
And kids standing in trolleys and they put their scooters in the trolleys.
Yes.
Right, I spot that stuff, but normal people don't.
No.
And I wish I didn't see that.
It is
because
painful.
It ruined your experience.
Yeah.
Does it go... And what about animals then? Because if you're saying that about humans, it's animals as well then.
But I think animals can be cleaner than a dirty human.
That's what... Do you know what? I agree.
Because an animal will like clean its things.
Itself,
yeah,
quite thoroughly.
And will sit in a corner and do it.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
Let's go back to the beginning.
Sorry. Yeah.
How did it start for you? Because you're massive on Instagram. Okay. You're this morning's cleaning expert.
I
as well.
I love that, you know, Lizzie. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
I've had such a good time. They've been an amazing team. So the reason I turned to cleaning through a bad situation, I've always been clean. Yeah. Mum was always cleaning, nans were always cleaning, and my memories of buckets and brooms and God knows what when I was growing up. But a situation in my life just turned that knob and just made me really, really extreme for a long time. And then the last sort of 4 or 5 years, I've dealt with the situation and pulled it back in.
Right.
But now I'm using those experiences to help other people that are in a similar situation. So there is a dark side to it, but it's about it's coming out of that dark side and turning it into a positive, which is what I'm trying to do now.
And I think as well, there's always been this thing associated with cleaning. It's stay-at-home mums, hate that term, but all that rubbish.
No.
Actually, it's not.
No.
Working mums, every kind of woman, everybody out there, I think you help them with tips, cleaning schedules, because we all like to feel good and have our homes look good.
Yeah, I think it's a therapy as well.
I do.
I think that's the biggest, on top of the list.
100%. Yeah. So when you're feeling really low, I mean, I will clean when I'm feeling low. If I've had an argument with my husband, I just start cleaning, or the kids are annoying me. But I think a lot of people might turn to exercise or to alcohol or something else they put that negative energy into. I put it into cleaning. But the bonus with that is you get a clean house at the end of it. Rage cleaning is like a big thing.
Yeah.
You're burning calories.
I love that.
You've got a clean house, and then you're not annoyed with your husband anymore. Win-win.
Yeah, it's brilliant. How did it take off on Instagram? Like, when it got big, were you surprised by that? How many people sort of latched onto you?
I literally, so I've got twin daughters. They were 13 and they wanted social media. Being a bit overprotective, I was like, well, if you're on there, I've got to go on Instagram too. Got to see who you're talking to, who you're connecting with. So I set up a page. Just random stuff, like I didn't know what I was doing, to be honest. Then one day, a bottle of winter Sephora I posted a picture of, just randomly.
Oh, that smells
lovely.
Next
to a Christmas tree.
It makes your house smell
it
really
does.
Good. And I just tip it in water, put it with, like, clean everything with
it. It's a good product, but it's pretty as well. So I posted that. The girls were like, Mum, you've got a hashtag cleaning. Why? Hashtag this. I was like, all right, I'll do it. And it got, I think it got like 90 likes, not a lot, but I had like 14 followers. I was like, what's going on? Why are these people looking at me? And then I sort of suddenly just like started following some fashion ladies, picked up some tips and ideas, and it just flew from there.
Right.
So it was a complete accident.
Self-taught.
It was.
Yeah,
and
I think
people recognised me from the Channel 4 show because I'd been on Twitter, and they were like, oh, you're that lady, that random that bleached her baubles. Yes, that was
what
me.
What was that? Wait. What's that?
So I did Channel 4's Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners for about 5 years.
Right.
And they had us doing proper random stuff.
Was that when you go into the dirty places?
Yeah, and you literally...
Oh, and you've got...
I literally walked across a rug once and just fell through it because there was a big hole in a big stately home. I was just hanging. My legs were all like... Right. It was a real random show, but it was real. So I thought it was like Challenge Annika, where all of a sudden this blue lorry would come and all these people would fly out and help me. And they didn't. It was just little old me in this mansion with dead birds, rats and God knows what else. So that show was a great platform for me. And I did a Christmas special. So the bleaching baubles got me stopped literally everywhere I went. And then Scott Mills on Radio 1 did that innuendo bingo.
Right.
And he picked up on it. And it sort of was going crazy. And I'm just remembered as the bleach bauble-ing lady, which is quite embarrassing.
I bet it's for your husband.
And then I think I said something like on the telly, I had my hand under it. And I was going, oh, I love to scratch my balls. I was like, what am I doing? But I do say the most stupid things, and I think that's why people like it.
Yeah,
I think because I just say
it's real, like Jenny said, real.
Don't change anything you're doing. I think sort of like dropping in on a lot of people's Instagrams who are, you know, and influencers.
Yeah.
Communications that are all coming out now. I think you really shine.
Thank you.
Excuse
that's,
the pun.
That's so lovely. Yes. Yeah.
You shine. You're gleaming. A bit like this
going
show.
Going into it nicely there. No,
yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You. That does mean a lot because it's not easy. When you put yourself out on any platform, you do get a lot of negativity as well.
Mm-hmm. We had a lovely lady do the podcast a while ago, Laura, and she'd had cervical cancer. She was a mum of two.
Okay, yeah.
And had come through the other side, and she'd been on This Morning, and she now raises awareness. She's so nice. And she said when she was on This Morning, she was chatting away to Phil and Holly and everything.
Yeah.
When she came off, she had all these messages, and there was this one, and they said, never mind talking about cervical cancer, don't you think you need to lose weight?
Oh, no.
Out of everything. And she said, but you know, I just thought, all the others are lovely. They're the ones I'm answering. Yours isn't even worth it.
And that's what you have to think. There's more positives than negatives.
Yeah.
But it is the negative that will dig deep.
Where would you like to go, Lindsay? Because you said, like, you know, you're not quite where... Would you like your own... I could see your own TV show.
Yeah. There's a few things in the pipeline at the moment. It's just... We're just trying to decide which one's best for me. I know this is going to sound really, really silly, but I do genuinely love cleaning and I do genuinely love helping people. I want to be, like, the Martin Lewis of cleaning.
Yes.
Do you know, that forum
where
people can come to and all their household problems. You know, I don't want to be some massive big star and all that. I just want
to help
because
people.
This is real, you know. So when you've got those problems, I want there to be this really fab website with all the answers there and all that sort of thing.
And do you think, you know, your passion, which is quite obvious, and your, you know, being so genuine, has that come a lot from the fact that maybe it was quite an obsession and it was quite... Yeah. Not an ill... I know you're saying you're not sort of ever diagnosed with OCD, but, you know, it was a problem and you had dark moments with it.
It was a problem and it wasn't a nice problem. You know, I used to go for about 14 bottles of bleach a week. Strong
not drink
stuff.
It. I thought you were going to say vodka.
No, I know. I wish it had been. No, but I was just bleaching everything. And it was to the extreme. All my clothes was covered in bleach. Mm. You know, my hands were a wreck, red raw, and you know, and that's not a good place to be in. So when people do message me and say they're going through that, I want to guide them out of it in the right way though.
And there's a lot of it. Like we touched on the OCD thing earlier, and I don't know whether that word's the right word, but you can become obsessed. I noticed when I've had my babies, my two, that as soon as I'm home with them as newborns, I get very aware of dirt and everything, much more than I would normally.
Yeah. Why is that there? Who's not put that away?
Yeah, I nag Chris, my husband, all the time. So we'll argue over things that are very small, and it really upsets him because he's like, is this really what you're worried about right now, kind of thing. And then I noticed that I also get like it through control. So we went on holiday and my little son is awful on aeroplanes and he screamed the whole time. And this woman in front was just horrendous. Mm-hmm. And I ended up having a big argument with her. And I got off the plane and my anxiety went through the roof. We got to the villa. The villa was amazing. You know, there was nothing wrong with it. Literally.
But you were clean.
But you felt the need
to clean. And the next morning, the same. Really? And Chris just went, these need to go down. We need to talk about this. Yeah. It has to stop. And I did stories and I did a little thing on Instagram and said what had happened. And I got quite a few messages of people going, been there, get it.
Yeah.
You know, that happens kind of thing. It was like a control. Mm. And I couldn't explain it.
No.
But it was probably that. For me, not a big turning point, because it's not a big thing, but it made me really think about it, actually, because I should have been outside in the pool with the kids, having a good time.
Yeah,
what was I doing? Moments, cleaning the glass, where they're only going to come along 5 seconds later and put the prints everywhere, and the villa was clean.
Yeah.
It was just mad.
So but do you relate that pent energy in you? It's all there. You need to get it out. You need to burn it out of you, and that's how I see it.
So do you relate then to Kelly as in a control thing?
Yeah, 100%.
You feel like you're...
Yeah.
Because it's really interesting. I was lecturing a friend of mine yesterday who's going through an awful divorce and everything and really quite down. And I said, you know what? You know, we've all had our problems and, you know, we've all been low at some point, like the lowest of lows in our lives. And I said, you know what I did? I used to do. And every morning, the first thing, my mantra was always, I am in control. I am in control. And I still do it to this day.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing thing that maybe you should, you know, 10 minutes before you go to sleep, which is a really important time for you in your subconscious, you have your little mantra, which then lays the foundations in while you're asleep. And then 10 minutes when you wake up, there you go.
And you breathe and exercise.
But I just want to say, my house is a shit tip. And none of you can come round. And I've just had this horrific, horrific vision of Lindsay coming round for tea.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
It can't be possible.
What? Tell Lindsay. Let's run through a few things so she can give you some advice.
Do you not put stuff away?
Definitely don't put stuff away. Like, if I go to bed, sometimes I can't be arsed to brush my teeth. Like, I just start. Like, the bathroom's all the way over there, and you know, my other half, he's known me for years. And then I'll take my clothes off, and then I'll just put them on the floor. And my cup of tea on the floor, and my gadgets. And then the worst thing for me is mouldings. Like, I haven't dusted. I've been there 10 years, and I haven't dusted the mouldings. And if the decorator comes, it's brilliant because it has to clean everything to paint it. That's bad. That's bad.
But do you not
see the cobwebs? Yeah, there's cobwebs everywhere.
So do you sleep well in your bedroom?
No.
Because I always find, like, whenever my room's slightly out of place, I can't sleep. But when it's pristine, I sleep so much better.
Our Hot Mess Mums, telling it like it is. Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
Now, for the past few weeks, we've been working with Swan and they've kindly donated prizes for us to give away to our listeners. Already, we've given away a new cordless vacuum and a great coffee machine as well. Today, we've got something a little different. We've got a Swan handheld garment cleaner up for grabs. This will work through a suit or a dress effortlessly, removing all creases so the outfit is looking its best. I hate ironing. I cannot stand it. And when things have been on the radiator, they're always stiff and they always need ironing, but you don't need to iron them if you have this. It is amazing. It's lightweight, compact, and it makes the steamer comfortable to hold, control, and it's great for neatly storing away without taking up too much room. To win one, all you need to do is head onto Instagram, find the video of me using the garment cleaner, like the video, and make sure you're following at The Hot Mess Mums and at Swan Brand UK. You'll then be entered into a draw, which will be made at 6 p.m. on Thursday, the 12th of December. Good luck.
Kelly Pegg, Jenny Powell, Hot Mess Mums.
Can I just say, it's worrying me now. I do normally brush my teeth. I'll show off a bit there. But sometimes, I mean, on the odd occasion, the worst comes to the worst. Yeah.
How often should Jenny be dusting her cobwebs? Just weekly.
Just go round, put some music on, have a party.
Do one of your Instagram lives.
I'm
going to
do an Instagram live especially for you.
But the problem is, old Victorian houses, the moulding. So, like, there's like 500 different sort of little curly bits.
I think if you don't see them, then maybe they're not there. So, don't worry.
Lindsay, are you saying out of sight, out of mind?
No, but I'm saying if you see a cobweb with a spider, you do need to action it. And that would make me action the whole house. Seeing one hanging, I'd be like a maniac. But when you don't see it, you don't know it's there, do you?
There's just this awareness that's risen up in me now. No. Really
you're
bad. Jenny's going to walk out and leave us in a minute.
But there's more, you're normal. It's people like me that aren't. I'm not relaxed.
Well, I don't think anyone's normal.
I can't, so you sit in the lounge of an evening, you watch a bit of telly, have a cup of tea, and then you think, I'm going up to bed now.
Yeah.
I then have to, clean the lounge before I go to bed. All the cushions have to be pristine. So when I come in the morning, it's all
there.
Lovely. Now, I don't want to do that. I'm tired, but something in me still makes me do it.
Right, okay.
I'd like to be more relaxed and normal.
But I get that. Now, I think I think about doing it, and it really upsets me.
Cushion bash at 10 at night.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, actually, it's good for my arm. Keep going, Lindsay. You're toning your arm.
Schedule-wise, what do you sort of, how do you do it? Do you split different rooms?
I do,
you kind of tell your followers to do it as well?
Sort of, but what I do is I work for the busy working mum, not for the stay-at-home mum. I'm more for the ones that are out there working. 5-minute challenge every day. So it's 5 minutes on your phone, into a room, go, go, go. So blitz it in 5 minutes and then move on to the next room and sort of do 3 rooms before you go out to school in the morning or to work.
I'm liking
it. But you know what?
I've got a roller coaster of emotions here now.
Because 5 minutes is not a long time. You can scroll through your Insta, do a couple of emails in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
When you set yourself against the clock, you'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe I've done all that in 5 minutes. It's literally, it's like a game. Get your kids doing it as well in their bedrooms, reward them. And you know what? For midweek cleaning, it's wicked.
What do you wear?
What do I wear? Normally, it's just what I'm going out in, really.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because normally, normally I'll do it and then think, right, I've got to go now. Got to go and do that.
You've got to be out there ready.
Yeah,
but
if you've got I've got a long dress on today with tights and a vest top, I'd probably just do it in the tights and the vest top and who cares who sees. Okay. But do you know what?
Hey, there's a vision. What's all going on? Worst room to clean, Lindsay. Bathroom.
Bathroom.
Don't like it at all. Don't like doing the bathroom. What about you, Jenny?
Kitchen.
Absolute nightmare. Too many nooks and crannies.
Bathrooms are filthy. All that dead skin.
Eh?
Toilet germs. And do you know, when you flush the loo, do you have the seat down?
I put it down afterwards.
Always, because the toilet
loo. I thought it was like an energy. Open heart,
all those
open loosey.
Poo particles would just jump onto your toothbrush, all around your bathroom.
I've told my
husband
this.
I don't brush my teeth all the time. I'm joking.
I told my
I'm so sorry.
Do you know, it's a toothbrush out.
6 feet in the air, that toilet loo.
I put ours in the cupboard.
6 feet. Jumps up, jumps down.
I'm not really sure. I actually wish I hadn't come.
Don't say
that's
that.
That's what I'm feeling like.
Yeah, but we have to live with germs.
Hey?
We do. To live with them,
yeah, but isn't
and
it
builds up your immunity.
You need a bit of bacteria,
100%.
Don't you?
Yeah,
you do. 100%. It's good for you.
A lot of people, my sister was like the bleach, bit of a problem and bleached everywhere. I remember I was supposed to go there for New Year. And it got to New Year's Eve and she bleached that much. I was like, I'm going home.
And you get bleached headache.
Breathe. Yeah, I got bleached and I went home. And they're always sick in their house. Not really sick in mine because you know we're living with bacteria. We've got a thing going on. Yeah. Me and Mr. Bacteria Man.
And
we've
got
a thing going on. Yeah.
No, I think there's some scientific facts in that actually.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. They say with
I think
dogs,
we can be
don't
too
they?
Clean. Like you go back to the olden days where they had nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know they must think we're crazy.
And they say having animals is really good for your immune system because they have so much dirt. It helps with kids and asthma and things like
possibly.
That. Oh, Lindsay's not buying that.
No, she's sort of eyes are going. Everyone's like, I don't
she's
know.
Like, I'm not. Have you not heard that?
No.
I didn't just make it up. No. It's true. Google.
Research.
Kelly, she looks like she wants to laugh in your face.
I know.
No,
let's move.
No, can I just ask one
where
thing?
Animals
yes.
Go.
Which is really interesting. It's the toxicity of some product.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know.
Because we're becoming more aware. Yeah. I get vegan friendly.
Oh, and me. I'm
clean worktop cleaner.
Yeah. Okay.
And I use your, you know, your tip about the lemon. You get a lemon
you
on your sink.
You cannot be a juicy lemon
you,
for cleaning.
I use juicy lemons to do my taps and they shine lovely. And I try and get cruelty free cleaning products as much as I can.
Right, there's too much at the moment. And do you know what? There's too much hype about buying this pure toxic stuff.
Yeah.
There's people on Instagram going down the aisle in a supermarket and just chucking everything in. They don't need it. And then they go home and take this pretty picture of my haul and it's like, what planet are you on? You don't need that stuff. You know, lemon, white wine vinegar,
bicarbonate
soda.
It's like, there's some brands, like, I'll say it so it's similar, but it's not it. Kill It Bong.
Oh,
I mean, we'll say Kill It Bong because we don't want to advertise it. But, you know, stuff like that.
Strips your... I mean, I showed a plug hole actually yesterday on my Instagram and that's where that product had literally ripped the surface off.
Yeah, Kill It Bong. Yeah.
I think going back in time to like olden day recipes and stuff is the way forward.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, I've had some really bad disastrous stories sent to me of people that are using products and babies have been blue lighted to hospital and stuff because they are being heavily influenced to do stuff that they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Cleaning products have warning signs on the back for a reason and we do need to take that quite seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Using a whole bottle of a product a day is not good.
No.
You know, I've been there, done that. I was in hospital over a bleach problem and I learned the hard way. And now it's about educating people the right way.
Absolutely.
You know, bleach is dangerous.
Yeah, and it's also your alternatives, like with the lemon for the taps. And I love bicarbonate soda for everything.
Yeah. You put a bit on the top of a lemon and watch that fizz.
Oh, try that.
And it's like,
what, just for fun?
Yeah. Honestly, just do it.
I use it to clean my pants.
You do, Jen.
It's amazing. Trip. And come on, tea stains.
Yeah, tea stains.
Wait, I missed that. What?
Sorry, you took
so the bicarbonate soda.
Yeah.
Tea stains. I use it.
Oh,
tea stains. You know, you
put on furniture.
When you're
cooked, yeah.
Soak it, and it all comes off when you wash it. It's just amazing.
Yeah, people put bleach in their teacups. Pour it in bleach, and then they'll rinse it, and then they'll drink out of it. Now that's not good.
No, that's an old person's thing, I think. I think my nan does that. Yeah,
but like denture tablets, amazing.
Yeah,
do you know what?
That.
There's nothing they can't do.
Whoa.
You know, people
even on clothes and stuff, mate.
Yeah, they remove stains.
I've got one. I actually wore this jumper on purpose.
Oh, no.
Because look, I put red wine on there and I haven't worn it. I thought, if I'm going to wear it, I should wear it today. Now, that's old. That's an old,
that
really
an
old
stain?
Red wine because I didn't know what to do. But something in the air, I thought, one day I'm going to meet the cleaning queen. Queen of clean.
She's going
to
sort out my
hold off. Don't
jumper.
Go to the dry cleaners
Mystic
and all
Jenny.
That. And, look what's happened, see? I put it out there and it's got
a little bit of a toothbrush
yeah.
with some bicarbonate of soda and some warm water and really gently rub and then leave it. And you can always add, if it's not working straight away, add some salt in because salt's an exfoliator.
Okay.
So it's like you're exfoliating your skin, it'll exfoliate your jumper.
We've got to tell Lindsay about Jenny's focaccia bread fiasco and see what you think about this. This is a parenting story.
Right,
Jenny did a video yesterday. I was crying when I watched it about something that happened to her at the market.
Right, so we've got this artisan market, you know, one of these like foodie halls, posh, So I'm queuing up in a rush, as always, aren't we all? And I'm queuing up at like my favourite soup and pasta place. And there's a mum in front of me. She's got an 11-year-old. So I can relate because I've got an 11-year-old.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know, I'm there. It's not like I'm alien to it. And I'm like, come on. And she goes to the door. So she goes, which bread do you want? And this guy's got all this beautiful artisan bread behind him. Well, just can we just try the... So then I just got in a rant. I said she was trying focaccia, but it's not focaccia, is it? It's focaccia. It's focaccia now. What the focaccia? That's what I would say. Oh, no, don't want that, Mum. Next one, bit of sourdough. Right, beautiful bread. I mean, some of this bread is like the best. You know, it's a meal in itself. No, I don't want that one. Oh, OK. And then she sort of resigned herself and said, what about the French stick? Right. Takes that. I don't want any.
That was it. And I was like, what the fuck a cheer? I was like, why are you giving her a choice? Like, not only that, but why are you giving her a choice for artisan bread? But yeah, what is going on? I thought, too much choice. Giving giving kids an option when they, you know, no, they don't need one. No. They need just to be told.
Yeah, that's what you're eating. Get on with it or starve.
So do you agree with Jenny on that?
Yeah, I completely.
Because on your Instagram, it was mixed, wasn't it? There was some.
Yeah, it was
some
a bit. They were like, oh, you know.
I think we pussyfoot around our children too much these days. Yeah. Which is, you know, we shouldn't. You make a meal. We're busy people. That's your dinner. You've got to eat it. Bread's bread.
Yeah, and it you know, on some things, yeah, we have got to teach them and nurture them to say, you know, sometimes you have choices and you're going to have to make a decision.
But not when we're in the queue.
Not when we're in a really busy moment. Everyone's hungry. We've got hungry Jenny behind, or hangry Jenny behind. And if you don't like your focaccia, then just focaccia off. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Let's do the school gates, because we talked about that when you arrived. I don't know how we did.
Mums.
That's it. When we were saying the playground.
So you've got posh mum, you've got sporty mum, haven't you? My husband's the best mum.
It's never real. If they talk about it too much, how much they love a husband, there's something going on.
I'm tramp mum, I am.
Shut up.
Not today, maybe not. That's because I'm meeting one with you.
Oh, we thought you meant your actions.
No, I'm tramp. I run up in whatever I can. We had Denise Welsh, and she said, who's the school run for? Do you remember that last week? She went, why do people worry about it? Who is it for?
People spend hours getting ready for the school run. They do. They do their makeup, their hair, and they go there looking pristine. I've got nothing else to do all day. What's wrong with them?
I don't know how they do, though. I don't know. I can't get in my bathroom without the kids coming with me. So how
do, and they come round the corner. So they live there, the school's there, they come round in their posh car. Everyone look at my car, look at my handbag. God, they drive
look at my lovely leggings. I'm just about not to work out. I just put them on to look like I am.
Yeah, and then they just give you the look.
There's a lot of that.
See, I've been told, my friend's a stylist, and she said you shouldn't wear gym gear apart from when you're working out. She went, it's actually really not okay.
Yeah, it's really. So, and then when they come to pick them up at the end of the day, still in it.
Oh, and then they're stink.
We've all done it. Come on.
On a serious note, though, it can be a little.
It's daunting.
Yeah, it can be. Yeah. I mean, I know
it's
people that hide in their cars.
I'm not one of them.
From certain ones, because you don't want to see them, because they make you go out of.
They make you
feel
awful.
Feel inadequate, which is not what women and being a mum and should be about, really. It's fearful
clicking.
Place.
It's clicking. Mm. It's not nice. And I think
everyone's on show, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's like that group of kids are all friends because mummies are all friends, but do that group of kids actually get on? No, they all hate each other. And they'll do dinner parties and barbecues in the summer and picnics at the park. And then there's little old me, I was always in the back.
Mm. There's nothing wrong with that, though. No. You don't have to be in with everyone and share your business with everyone. I find this with my daughter, she's six. They'll make their own friends.
Yeah. Mm.
And if you're forcing it,
it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And I can't do that. I don't want to. I've got to the point in my life where I think life's too short to hang out with people
that you don't.
I don't like.
Yeah, so off the school mum WhatsApp. There you go, girls.
I wasn't in my son's school.
Do you have a school WhatsApp?
I wasn't in it.
I started. I get put on them and I could take myself off.
But then it's all discussing the PTA and whose child's done. So-and-so's done his homework.
I've got better things to do.
But then it migrates. So my son's just gone into year seven and they've now got this year seven WhatsApp group.
Okay.
And
so
it's gone from the parents to the kids in the year seven WhatsApp group.
Right.
Now, he's not that cool, my son. So he's been kicked out the group because apparently he's not cool enough to be in the group. So he's been really upset this week. And I just think that's where, like, and I said, you're staying off it. As a parent, I'm not letting you be on WhatsApp anymore. Mm. And that's where they're copying the mums. Mm. Oh, she's not good enough to be in the group. So her son's not good enough to be in the group.
Terrible.
And that's where it's wrong. Mm. It's a whole different. It's horrible. I think you go to school, you drop your kid off at the gate, and you walk away.
And I think I absolutely agree. Don't engage.
Lindsay, and that's how it should be done.
Yeah.
I love it.
Don't engage in eye contact. Don't engage in banal conversation.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll take the dog for a walk after the school run, and there's been these two parents stood at the gate. You've done a 40-minute walk, and they're still stood there. It's like, have you got nothing better to do?
I'll be like that. Sorry, I'd love to chat. I've got some bicarbonate soda to get.
I've got my lemons to buy.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go and bleach my baubles.
It's been lovely.
That's pathetic.
It's been so nice.
It's been lovely.
Thank you. We're so lucky that we've been introduced to you and had you on. It's been fantastic.
No, I really appreciate me being able to be here.
And listen, as an old bird,
you're not old.
Who's been around for a while. I'm just telling you, just keep doing what you're doing because you're bang on, and don't let anybody influence you. Because what'll happen is now with your success, you're gonna get offered all these things, and we're in talks and da 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 da. But you just keep it real and do not be afraid to say, listen, I don't want to do it like that.
I want to do it my
honestly. Yeah. I swear. And if you have any little like, ooh, you just call me.
Jenny will put them on.
Yeah, you don't need
with Mel Gibson in a couple of you need to listen to our episode where she does this amazing events, live events.
Yes, I've done Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Have you?
Sylvester Stallone. So I've got Mel Gibson coming up.
Gosh.
So I'll find out how dirty his bedroom is. Maybe we can go in and just...
Yeah, maybe you can say, look, I'm going to send this woman round to sort you out.
Yeah, I'm going to look at everybody differently now.
You'll be looking at his filthy kitchen. Yeah. Does he pick his nose?
That's what you've planted a seed.
Does his jeans look like they could go for a walk?
Oh, yeah. Do you know, I know the one thing that I didn't mention is hair. So I have an issue with hair. Mm. So people who sit in my kitchen and they stroke it and it comes out, I get the vac. At swimming baths when I've been with the kids.
They're disgusting.
Don't go there.
Well, I go.
Can I get someone else to take them?
I won't go to a normal one. So
people
I go
Fleming them and everything. Oh.
I don't go in the water with them. Chris does, my husband does water babies with Heath and Ava's on her own. I just sit and watch because she's six, so she's in a lesson. But we go somewhere quite posh because they're nicer than, I'm sorry.
They're not urinating in the pool.
It's better quality phlegm.
However, there's still people in there like these posh women and they come out, they get the hair dryer and they have the shower there. The whole thing. Now, I don't do that. I take my kids home. Yeah, we shower at home. I can't bear it. But they're there doing it all and then they leave this great big pile of hair. Oh. Hair is a real issue for me. Mm. And mine's coming out,
those swimming pool toilets.
And you're working with Swan as well.
I am working with Swan.
So let's just mention that because obviously they're our official sponsor and that's how we've met you, which is amazing.
They've
so
got some amazing products, honestly. Some really good stuff. They do, you know, I'm all for having a good vacuum and they do a really affordable one that does actually work really, really super well. Great brand, British brand.
Yes.
Nice, it's colourful and
It's awesome. I'm sitting in this showroom and
my kitchen is a bit swanified actually. People come in, it's like swans everywhere. But you know what? It's good stuff. And I wouldn't work with a brand if the brand was not good. Do you know what I mean? It's good, it's reliable, and it works.
Lovely. Well, we're giving away one of those amazing
vacuums
as well.
I might enter. I need another one.
You have to suck up to Kelly, get it?
Do I?
Suck up. Get it? Thank you. Suck up. No, bubble. Forget it.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. It's been lovely.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. You know what? What a lovely way to spend 7 hours. Because you were,
on your train.
No, I'm sure.
Well,
it's been worth it, though, hasn't it?
No, it's been lovely. Thank you so much, ladies.
And we hope the train back's less filthy.
Yeah. I'm going to walk.
Our Hot Mess Mums, telling it like it is. Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.
Thanks again to Swan for sponsoring the episode of the Hot Mess Mums Club and welcoming us to their beautiful showroom in Stoke. Don't forget, you can get 20% off their website now by using the code HOTMESSMUMS20. There's loads of stuff on there, from fridges, which are just amazing, in every kind of colour you could imagine, to coffee machines, to their handheld garment steamer. We know how expensive Christmas can be, so it's definitely worth checking out the site to see what you can get ahead of the big day and save some money in the process. So remember to use the code HOTMESSMUMS20 by going to swanbrand.co.uk and save 20% on your order.
The Hot Mess Mums, Kelly Pegg with Jenny Powell.